For CGLO News, I'm Erdin Batzorek. Last Tuesday, the Concordia Student Union opened the doors to their new daycare for student parents. Sarah Michelle Chalmers, a part-time Concordia anthropology student, told CBC that mornings have been greatly simplified since her son started at the new daycare. Quote, "I just drop him off in the morning, do my homework, and go to class," end quote. The daycare is located in a heritage building on Bishop Street that belongs to the university. It has room for 52 preschoolers, including 10 spaces for babies. Concordia already has two other daycare centers, one at Sir George Williams and the other one on Loyola campus, but they focus on accommodating staff and faculty, leaving little room for student parents.
For too long, the voices of our matriarchs, our knowledge keepers, and our water carriers were omitted. They were silenced, and they were ignored. We were left out of conversations directly affecting our families, our communities, our nations. Today, this changes.
That was the voice of Francine Zhou, the president of the Native Women's Association of Canada, during a signing ceremony in Ottawa on Friday. The NWAC signed an agreement with the federal government to give Indigenous women greater say in federal decision-making processes that impact Indigenous peoples. According to APTN News, the agreement states the parties will jointly establish policy priorities that they will review and discuss on a semi-annual basis through meetings with the Minister of Crown Indigenous Relations Canada, the Minister of Indigenous Services Canada, and other key federal cabinet ministers. Joe also added, quote, "After 45 years of NWAC advocating for women of many Indigenous nations, this is the first time Canada is entering into an agreement to ensure fair and equal inclusion of Indigenous women, girls, and gender diverse people in the development and design processes of programs, services, policies, and laws," end quote. FOMO is real, and FOMO during a holiday like the Valentine's is even realer. That's why Project Kindness, a St. John's-based volunteer group, wants people to make cards to give to strangers on the streets and in long-term care homes. According to CBC, Hassan Hai, the group's, quote, chief kindness officer, said he got the idea a year ago. Quote, "There's a ton of people who get cards from maybe loved ones or even classmates, but there's also a significant number of people who, you know, just don't have that connection or maybe could use a kind gesture," end quote. Hai put out the call for people to make the cards together, and they were able to make over 2,000 cards and even got donations from different care homes and senior centers and charities. The cards will go to long-term care homes as well as organizations such as Choices for Youth and Stella Circle. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cglo.com/news.